Thousands of migrants from 30 countries arrive at Arizona border. By Randy Clark on December 14, 2021. Border Patrol agents in Yuma arrested nearly 3,000 migrants between Friday and Sunday, marking another busy weekend. The migrants were from 30 countries and included family units, unaccompanied children, and single adults. The volume of migrants choosing Yuma as an entry point prompted Mayor Douglas Nichols to issue an emergency proclamation, hoping to secure additional resources to combat the flow and effects of illegal migration on local resources. According to Nichols, last week showed reports of more than 6,000 migrants attempting to travel through the Yuma area. With Border Patrol facilities and transportation resources stretched thin, many migrants were openly moving through residential areas searching for Border Patrol agents. Nichols added, "Migrants are traveling through Yuma during a time of great uncertainty about the COVID-19 virus, and without provisions for adequate food, water, shelter, transportation, and medical care. This surge of migrants has and will continue to strain the ability of medical staff and local hospital resources to provide essential and necessary medical care." The Border Patrol was quickly overwhelmed by the increase in volume that some attribute to fears the migrants have over the restart of the Trump-era Migrant Protection Protocols, also known as the Remain in Mexico program. The program was restarted on a limited basis along the southwest border. Although the impact to migrants at present is extremely limited, there is a sense that it may more widely apply to asylum applicants soon. Border Patrol facilities in the area are experiencing overcrowding and are resorting to temporarily holding migrants in outdoor detention settings when necessary. In early December, a detention log reviewed by Breitbart Texas showed the sector recommended COVID-19 detention capacity was exceeded by 800%. The Yuma sector is currently the third busiest Border Patrol sector behind only the Rio Grande Valley and Del Rio sectors in Texas. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.